Welcome to the Passion to Profit podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Milne. Join me, an ex-hairdresser turned PR and marketing expert and mum of four, as we dive into the world of women in business. I'm here to help you create a strong business so you can earn more, work less, and enjoy a fulfilling personal life while excelling in your career. Let's get started. Hello and welcome there to season 3 of the Passion to Profit podcast. I have had a little break from podcasting and now I'm back. I have been reading all your messages to me on Instagram, your emails, and just talking to women in general that are in business. And right now I feel the best way I can help you is by providing some really actionable tips and advice and education around topics such as marketing and PR that you can literally take from this podcast and go and implement into your business today. So that's what this series is going to be more based on. The episodes are perhaps going to be a bit shorter, but they're definitely going to be action-taking podcast episodes that I know will be useful to you right now, and you can actually put them into your business to perhaps increase profit or attract new clients. So let's get into today's topic, 2024, what's working on Instagram right now? And this is a big thing I get in my inbox. What are you doing? What have you changed in your Instagram lately to make it go so viral? So I want to unleash some of the secrets. Now, I have created a course, Grow Your Gram, on that, and I'm going to put a little sneaky code below for a discount. But in it is this in more depth, and it takes 60 minutes. But in short, I want to give you an overview of what I'm doing right now, which has absolutely transformed the reach on my account. It's created so many more people reaching out to me. It's increased my mentoring clients. So on a whole, it's just a brilliant strategy that is working right now. So let's dive in. Now, number one thing I have changed recently is storytelling. So taking a step back in December, I really looked around and thought, wow, everyone's just repeating the same stuff on Instagram. All day I see is tips and tricks, and it's rather boring. So I started storytelling. And that changed the game for me on my Instagram. My Instagram had been a dead account up until that point. Sure, it had over 50,000 followers, but it actually hadn't been growing. If anything, I'd been losing followers. So the art of storytelling is one that's been around forever. And there's a little bit of a formula I use that I'd love to share with you to help you tell stories. Storytelling also helps people connect with you on a deeper level. They tend to put themselves in the place of reading that story and thinking, oh my God, I can totally relate to it. So you're actually building trust with that person reading that story. The other beautiful thing about storytelling, it's unique to you. We all have our own stories and you might think they're boring, but when you actually start telling them, you might be amazed at the people that reach into your inbox and go, I just read your story and do you know what? Something similar happened to me and I'm feeling the same way. Now, I know as well you're thinking, I'm a business, not a personal brand, and I'm going to give you some examples in a minute for a business. But let me tell you a very simple formula for creating stories on social media. So the first is we start with a client. So Sarah came to me because of X, Y, and Z. So that was the problem that client had. What problem did a client come to you with? Now, every day as business owners, we're getting problems from clients and it's our job to solve them. So we start with a problem. Then in comes the hero. And you guessed it, the hero is you. So you've come and Sarah's reached out to you and you're like, I'm a hero, as in I'm an expert. This is what I do. And then you provide a solution. So Sarah, let's start from the start, just so you get this clear and I can explain it clearly to you. So Sarah comes to you with a problem. You come in and say, well, I'm an expert in this and I can absolutely help you. And section C, here's the solution. And if you actually look at my reels, the ones where I'm talking about business, that is exactly how the format I follow. And it might be client A has this come to me for this reason. I can help them because X, Y, and Z. And here is the solution I suggested. And then sometimes I follow on and this is the outcome. So that can be a four-part story. So we've got the client, the hero or expert. Then we've got the solution. And then the outcome. So stop, write that down. I'm literally going to write that down because I've said that on my feet, but that is exactly what my storytelling entails. And I follow that exact format every time I write a story on social media. So let's give some real life examples, perhaps from a business. So I'm going to start with hairdressing, of course, because That's my background before I was a PR and marketing expert. So Sarah came to Nikki's hairdressing salon and she'd been using boxed hair colors. Nikki was an expert in coloring and knew exactly how to fix this problem. The solution was she did a color repair, stripping the hair color and making it a beautiful blonde, and the beautiful blonde was the solution. Now, type that out in your notes and then remove any excess content and clean it out. Let's give you another one, perhaps for an interior designer. So Nikki, client, came to XYZ interior designer because her family had fast outgrown her home. She wanted a solution. Enter XYZ Interiors, who specialize in home extensions, creating more room for growing families. They suggested a second story extension. The outcome was that there was now two more rooms in that house, an office for Nikki, client, and the family was able to live there forever and a day because the house now met the needs of a growing family. Now, that is a long form, but you can see if you actually type that out in your notes, you can actually start removing parts of that to clean it up and make it a really short, concise story. So storytelling will change the game, and I would love you to storytell one or two a week on Reels. And you can absolutely use clients as examples. And like for me, I change the names of clients I feature. I don't want to use their names. I'm sure they don't probably want me using their names. So I will just pick a random female name or a male name, whatever I'm telling the story of. And I will loosely maybe tweak it slightly so it's not identifying who that client is. Other clients are happy for me to shout from rooftops their stories. So you just got to use your own judgment on that. But storytelling is a game changer. And if you want some examples, go to my Instagram, especially the one where I say, hi, I'm Nikki, I'm 40 years old. Now, I have reposted that storytelling reel twice. The first one, I think, reached 300,000. The next one reached 200,000. And I just tweaked some of the key facts each time. Go and copy that reel. Screenshot it and then go in and change the name to your name, your age, and then some four or five key points about you that are super interesting that people might find surprising. Those types of reels at the moment are going viral because we're all unique, and that is storytelling. So I want you to give storytelling a go. Okay, let's move on to number two. Delete the fluff and overwhelm. At the moment, I'm seeing a lot of people just going on social media and getting on Reels just to tick off a box of posting a reel a day. And they're using all this fluff. They're creating more overwhelm rather than explaining how they help people. So be very mindful of that. If you're going to post a reel or going to post a post or do a story, get straight to the point. There is so much noise on social media right now. You don't want to add to that. You need to be really precise with your point of being there and start straight with the point. I'm here today to teach you X, Y, and Z. Or did you know X, Y, and Z? Don't do the fluff of, hi, good morning, how are we feeling today? I just want to chat to you. No one has time for that or the patience right now, actually. So get straight to that point. Number three, hashtags. I've forever and day been such a believer in hashtags. I use the same strategy that I started with in 2015. So if you've ever been to one of my many courses or read my books, been to any of my online programs, especially based around Instagram, you will know my hashtag strategy. It still stands today. I use 30 hashtags on every single post. I have a system where I create a spreadsheet of hashtags and I just alternate between the hashtag sets. I do this in my agency and obviously I do it for my personal brand. And I honestly believe it does help increase the reach. So if you're someone that stopped doing hashtags, why not for a week give yourself a challenge of adding 30 hashtags that are targeted to each of your reels and posts, and then at the end of the 7 days, see if you have increased reach across the board by your insights. Number four, keywords. So keywords are relatively new, and I get a lot of confusion from people about that. Again, if you want to know more about keywords, exactly how to find them relevant to your own business, make sure you go and take my Grow Your Gram course, which has got all this in it in great detail. But in summary, keywords are a little bit like SEO. So for me, on my personal brand, it would be like small business, women in business, female entrepreneurs, Small Business Australia. And I will add four or five keywords and you'll actually see them under my hashtags. So go and find one of my reels, drop it down, look at the hashtags and then look under and you will see the keywords. But here's the secret sauce. I actually add those keywords hidden in my reels as well. And if you watch my reels carefully enough, you might just see them Generally, I will make them the same color as the background. So hopefully they're a little bit hidden. I'll shrink them down, but I will put the keywords in over the top of the reel and then hide them, because the theory is that they will actually be picked up in the Instagram algorithm. And I honestly believe this has majorly helped my reach on my reels. This is something I started only doing in December. And since December is when I've had these reels going to 300,000, I should say. I've had reels reach 1 million in the last 2 or 3 months. And when I look around at everyone else, especially a lot of Instagram experts that are teaching you this and that, they're not getting these results. And I don't know what they're teaching, because clearly I don't take their courses, but I'm like, well, you just keep experimenting until you find something works. And clearly whatever I'm doing is working consistently week on week, because I'm still getting viral reels. It's not just one or two hit wonders. Go back and look at my reels tab and look through the reach I've been getting on my reels. And I honestly believe keywords are such a game changer. Now, there is this thing called keyword stuffing. And you might have heard about that if you follow any of the Instagram experts. And that is when people are putting 40, 50, 60 keywords into reels and hiding them. And yes, that is not going to work. But you want to put, you know, 10 to 15. Sometimes I only do 5 if it's really targeted. And I hide them, like I said, in my reels. So try keywords. And you're going to have to do it more than once. All of these strategies you need to do consistently. So over a period of time, I like to do 7 days and then look at my insights to see if things have tweaked and changed. And clearly since December, we're now sitting near March, or we're in March, my reels are just blowing up. And I honestly believe keywords is something that has been a huge contributor to this, combined with storytelling. Number 5 is B-roll content. It's brilliant for the behind the scenes. So B-roll is your background content that you're creating of you moving around your office, walking down the street, driving your car. All my content is B-roll. I have filmed a lot of it at a studio because that becomes more natural to me. And it's also about my brand, and my brand is very polished and I'm very polished. That's the way I like to be presented, and that's what makes me most comfortable. But if you're someone that's at home in your pajamas cooking in your kitchen, that's amazing. And that's you, and that is your brand. Well, then create B-roll in that space. If you're someone that takes the kids to the park and wants to have your kids in your socials, have them playing at a playground, well, create that as B-roll. I put a filter over my B-roll to make my text stand out. And that also gives me a really identifiable brand that people see time and time again. And then that's what leads to more followers. You don't have to do that. You can just put text over it. But just make sure, if it's a busy background B-roll, that your text is very clear. And I'm sure you can relate to this. The amount of reels I see go out where I can't read the text, not because it's interesting, but I scroll past it because it's just too small or there's way too much text. So be really mindful of that when using B-roll. There's a fine art to balancing your B-roll and your text over the top so that people can consume it and read it and then start following you to read more of what you're offering. Okay, number 6, showing up. Now, this is really interesting. So reel-wise, I'm kind of going to, you know, 4 or 5 a week. I've had phases where I've done it for 7 days straight, every day a reel. Look, I think it's quality over quantity. But what I'm going to say here is show up every day in your stories. So by not showing up in your stories every day, you're not opening your shopfront. So if you're not open on Saturdays and Sundays, that's fine. But if you want to increase your income and increase your profit, you need to show up in stories daily. Now, I personally am not showing up myself talking. I'm putting out a photo, again, with a filter over it, and then typing on it. It doesn't come naturally to talk to the camera, believe it or not. I like to hide in the background a bit, and which, again, a lot of you are probably thinking, you've got to be kidding me, but that's the truth. Day to day, my life is so busy with 4 children and working and a husband that works shift work that I've got to juggle everything around. For me, it's much easier to whack out a picture on stories, put a filter over it, and then just type what I want to say. So that's, for me, my way I get around it. If you're more natural and you feel more comfortable just jumping on and talking in stories, like my friend Carmen at the Skin Fairy does, she's incredible at that. She just chats away and it's amazing. But I really struggle to do that. That's a weakness of mine. So I don't do that. So you find what makes you comfortable and then just show up. But yeah, like I said, I don't think showing up every day by posting or reels is essential anymore. But I think showing up in your stories in some format is really important. Okay, the next one, short audio and short videos. Guys, no one's got 30 seconds to watch a whole reel. People just scroll on past. Most of my reels, believe it or not, are between 3 and 5 seconds. That is it. And that is also creating a looping effect because to read my entire story, you have to watch it more than once. So every time someone watches it, that adds to the play number, right? So when we're doing a reel, I'm pretty much sitting between most, my sweet spot is about 5 seconds. Sometimes I'll do 7 seconds if I'm timing it to music, but I can't say I've posted a reel over 7 seconds since December. And that is when my account's blown up. So again, if you want a reference, go back to my Instagram, go look at my top performing reels and watch. They're a looping audio. And the timing of that is about 5 to 7 seconds. And so people watch it more than once. And every time someone watches it more than once, that tells the algorithm that it's interesting. And so they push it to more people. So keep those reels between 3 and 7 seconds. Now, number 9. Discipline. Okay. Don't let Instagram consume you. It is one form of marketing. And yes, it's important. And yes, it's the main way most of us connect with our audiences. But you need to be really disciplined. Otherwise, it will eat you alive. That's probably a bit of an exaggeration. But the more time I spend on Instagram, the more I'm influenced by others, the more it gets in my head, the more I start questioning who I am, what I'm doing, if I'm doing enough, am I good enough? That whole imposter syndrome. God, it comes loud and clear when you spend too much time on social media. So don't do it. I am incredibly disciplined. I get on in the morning and sometimes that's first thing in the morning before all the kids get up. I might then not check in again to 9 o'clock in the morning. And I literally check in, check my messages, have a quick look around and get off. And I put the goddamn phone down. And then maybe at night I'll check in once the kids have gone to bed. I have a few things that help me here. I have notifications turned off on every goddamn phone we have. So not only for me personally, but for all my clients as well, we do not have notification alerts. Because the minute you have a notification alert come through, you're compelled to get on and check what the hell it's about. But if you have it turned on, then people will wait, right? So don't have notifications turned on. If I can give you one tip, just go and turn them off for every account. Okay, turn off your notifications. The other thing I have changed in the settings, which is relatively new and you might not be aware of it, you can actually turn off read scripts. So this means that when you open a message and you read it, nobody is notified that you've read it. So this is a game changer for business owners. So turn off those read scripts. So that means you can actually read the message. And then if you don't want to reply then and there, you don't have to because they're not getting told that you've actually read that message. So you'll find that in settings. So those few things really help me because I'm so deliberate when I get onto Instagram. There is a purpose. I'm getting on to share a story about a client or a business strategy session or a mentoring session I've just had. I'm getting on to share something amazing. I'm very much at the moment really empowering. That's my word for 2024, empowering. So if my content is not going to empower a woman to take action or do something in their business or just give them a bit of a boost and think, yeah, I can do this too. That sounds amazing. I relate. How inspiring. I'm not sharing. Okay. So I am being disciplined in what I'm putting out into the world and I'm being very time bound on it. So at the moment, I'm probably spending max 15 to 20 minutes on my account every day. And that is no lie, believe it or not. And you think, how can you have such a big account and how can you have such a big impact by doing that? Well, I don't overthink anything on Instagram. It's living for such a short time. It is so important that you be aware of that, to not overthink it. Content is living for maybe less than 24 hours. And you know, a lot of our content is not even reaching that many people or going that far. So don't overthink it. It is not going to be there potentially tomorrow. So whack it out. And you know, the reels that I just whack out, as luck would have it, they're the ones that go the most viral. So when we overthink things, we actually complicate things, which makes it harder to understand, which overwhelms the client, which leads to either not posting it or you're actually creating a bigger distance between you and a potential client. So simple is best. Do it with ease and just put it out and see what the hell happens. This is how we learn. And then the final tip I want to give you today about what is working right now on Instagram in 2024 is rinse and repeat. And this is going to be another time saver tip for you. Go back, and I want you to go back the last 3 months and see what reel reached the furthest and what post reached the furthest. So what has got the highest engagement or reach on the last 3 months, right? Then I want you to either repost that reel or repost that post. I don't want you to change a goddamn thing. You can change up the hashtags if you really want to, and you might slightly tweak the wording, but repost it. You do not need to be constantly recreating. If something has been successful, reshare it again, because that only reached a certain amount of people at that point, at that time when they're on Instagram. Today is a whole new day with a whole new set of people on Instagram, with a whole new world out there. And they might need your message now today more than they needed it 3 months ago. So I want you to go back and repost your top 3 to 6 reels and the top 3 to 6 posts. I'm actually this week doing that. I'm not creating any new content because, quite frankly, I need a break and I've had a really exhausting week. So what you're going to see for the next week on my Instagram is actually I'm going to repost the top reels that I have actually shared over the last 3 months that have done incredibly well. And then I might slightly tweak the caption, but hey, if I can't be bothered, I'm not going to. I might slightly tweak the hashtags, but again, if I can't be bothered, I'm not going to. I'm literally going to copy and paste the caption, put the reel up again. And this is a really important reason why to save your reels before you share them so you can reuse them again. So don't create the reels. Don't feel you need to be out there creating new content. If something has worked before, it'll probably work again. So give it a shot. Repost 2 or 3 of your top performing content and see how it goes. So that's my wrap of what's working right now in 2024. If you love this episode, I would love you to share it to your social media and tag me, Nikki Milne, in it so I can see it. And I think another thing is if you want to go into this more in depth and you want my exact framework for what I've just talked about, it is in the Grow Your Gram course, which I'll pop below in a link. But I hope you found this helpful. Thanks again, as always, for listening and coming back and joining me for now, season 3. If you have any suggestions about what you'd love to hear on this podcast, please slip into my DMs. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'm sure I'll hear from you in the next episode.